unfortunate result for you guys today. What went wrong?
I thought we were good in the first half. Come out, start second half, get a good goal. The nicest goal of the night from a soccer perspective. And then, yeah, you kind of, you know, get stretched a little bit from there. I thought they then found themselves a little more on the ball. We didn't really play for much from there, and I thought that was a result of it. Them then being on the front foot a little more, and I scored two goals on set pieces. You know, that's, I don't know how many goals they've scored this year. I don't know how many goals come through the run of play, but I've watched a lot of goals and a lot of set pieces and a lot of PKs which fall under that. And so we fall, I don't want to say victim to it, but that we find ourselves now, after going up 1-0, losing the game 2-1 in the last 20 minutes. And so that's a learning experience for this group. You know, how do we find ourselves to handle going up 1-0?
You had 8 changes going into this game from the previous one at against Loyola. What was the thinking going into that? Of course, you have the 2 Patriot League games to go, and so what went into that thinking?
Yeah, we got tonight. Now we got 3 games left, right? We made 8 changes to the lineup because we have depth, and we started certain guys who played on the weekend, and we rotated guys who played on the weekend in. And that is a testament to our guys. All guys who started a game tonight have started this year. It's not the first start in game 14 by any means. It's what was going to be good, and the 8 changes was not the reason we lost the game. In fairness to them, I thought the guys who came in, I thought Salk had a good game. I thought Neil did well. Holmes did well. Ryan Lee with the goal. Diego and Brian, right? Kev. I thought all those guys, White and goal. I mean, you know, I know he gave up 2 goals, and so he's not happy. But, you know, 8 changes, yeah. I don't think we missed much of a beat, quite frankly.
And the game was pretty frenetic. 15 fouls only in the first half, and, of course, the 5 yellow cards as well. How did that affect the flow of the game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that comes down to just how a referee is going to officiate and what he's going to let go and what he's not going to let go. And, you know, things as you're dealing with the second half, yeah, that's what's going to happen. You know, more fouls and cards. Are they deserving? I don't know. But, yeah, that's just kind of the flow of a game, unfortunately. And some refs play into it, some don't play into it. I don't have the whistle.
And starting that second half, of course, you had the goal and some other chances that were just missed. Felt like you guys had a little bit more space and a little bit more chances on goal. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, I mean, we knew what system we were up against. I thought we, in a short period of time, we trained it well. We've obviously played against it this year already, and guys had a good understanding of responsibilities. Yeah, Ryan Lee takes the second goal that hits the crossbar. You're up 2-0, and this game is probably over with 30 minutes left, and it doesn't happen. And so that's this game. That's why you love it. That's why you hate it at times. So if that's not a round one, if it's a square, does it go in? I don't know.
Yeah, obviously those 2 goals, not easy to take. How do your guys recuperate going into the final stretch of the season?
Yeah, listen, we got to take it. Like I said, we got to take this. This is on us. It's a learning experience. It's not what you plan for, but we have to understand that we need to be better if we go up a goal. If you go up a goal in the 50th minute, I'm not saying it needs to be 2-0 or 3-0 or it's got to stay at 1-0, but you got to be more mature about how we're now going to close a game and you know, we did it on the weekend and we didn't do it today. And so that shows that we still need to be consistent.
And then we've talked throughout the season about what it takes to make a good goal scorer. What about for someone with assists? Quinn had that really nice pass to set up Ryan's goal.
Yeah, Quinn's finding himself in good form. We made a decision to start him tonight to get him minutes because it's important for him to find consistency. And early the year, he was kind of in and out just based upon injuries and just being sick and just all, you know, anything that goes on. And so I think now in the last stretch, he's found good pockets and, you know, like gotten guys on the dribble in the past. And so I think it's been tonight another good assist to kind of continue to push him on, which it helps us. So individually, I know he's not happy, but yeah, individually, I think it's good for him to continue to find his form.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much.